Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States put forward a resolution on Gaza on March 22nd. After consulting all Security Council members, the vast majority of the council voted yes. Unfortunately, Russia and China decided to exercise their vetoes, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternate Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
Russia and China offered many over-the-top explanations for their obstruction. Rather than support diplomacy to release the hostages and secure a ceasefire, they attacked the United States. But here's the truth. While Russia and China attacked and distract, the United States is at the table, working toward an immediate ceasefire and the release of all hostages. We've rolled up our sleeves and remain engaged in on-the-ground diplomacy.
Let's be clear, declared Ambassador Wood. In vetoing this resolution, Russia and China stopped this council from condemning Hamas for burning people alive, for gunning down civilians at a concert, for raping women and girls, for taking hundreds of people hostage, including children. Contrary to what Russia and China say, the U.S. supports a ceasefire in Gaza. As President Biden said, an immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians. And we know that the way to achieve that is through negotiations to reach an agreement in which hostages are released, said Ambassador Wood. Such negotiations are ongoing with the help of Egypt and Qatar. The U.S. drafted resolution also called for immediate measures to help keep aid workers safe, underscored support for the Palestinian Authority to govern not only the West Bank but also Gaza, and emphasized that there must be no change in the territory of Gaza. The U.S. has a responsibility to begin laying the foundation for a peaceful future now, declared Ambassador Wood.
The United States rejects Russia and China's decision to play petty politics. We will continue efforts to advance peace in the region. We will remain at the negotiating table to enable the release of hostages and a ceasefire. We will continue to provide massive support to the humanitarian effort at a time when starvation has set in and millions of people are in dire need of assistance.
The U.S. will continue to press for implementation of all Security Council resolutions in order to restore peace in Gaza.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.